I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. Now, from trendy clothes to the trendy backdrops for the photos you are posting of yourself in those trendy clothes on social. And the latest required backdrop decoration is plants. Instagram is super green these days. Accounts devoted to houseplants and gardening have hundreds of thousands of followers, and one company is cashing in on the hipness of houseplants among young gardeners. The Sill started life as a local business in New York City and now ships nationwide. Let's hear more about it.
Hi, my name is Eliza Blank, and I am the founder and CEO of The Sill. The reason why I started The Sill was really to fill a void in my own life. So I had moved to New York City from Northampton, Massachusetts, which is a very green town. I moved to New York to attend NYU, and as an 18-year-old, was really struck by the lack of greenery in New York. I felt like there was a real void in my life, and in fact, I grew up with a lot of houseplants at home. My mother is from the Philippines, and so she grew up climbing mango trees in her backyard, and when she moved to the States, she made it a point not only to be an avid gardener, but to fill my childhood home with houseplants. I knew entering into this business that it was a sizable market. So we know Americans are spending billions of dollars on houseplants, pots, and accessories each year, but they just weren't able to do so in a way that mimicked their day-to-day life now. So the garden center industry really hasn't changed in the eyes of the consumer for nearly 100 years. I went into this knowing that this was a business. It wasn't going to just be a hobby. It wasn't going to just be solving my own problem. I saw this as a problem that many Americans face that I wanted to tackle. Today for us, because of the way that we've built the brand, we really found our niche to be with millennials. So about 44% of our customers are ages 25 to 34, which is really great because we know that the fastest growing segment of gardeners happens to be millennials. And we know that we can speak to them in their language because nobody else is. And that's a real advantage to us. Millennials are the ones who are, you know, they're moving to the cities, they're living in apartments or smaller homes. Plants offer a really low-cost way to decorate or maybe to spruce up your home or maybe to change things up a little bit. And we're certainly seeing a ton of inspiration on social media, whether it's Pinterest or Instagram. Millennials love to share, and I think that's also been a compelling piece of our business, is that we sell plants and plants are beautiful and everybody wants to share pictures of their plants. It's that combination of offering, you know, the right sized plant, the right priced plant, the right types of plants that are kind of on trend, and to an audience who otherwise spends nearly 90% of their life indoors and the majority of their day in front of a screen. Okay, I'm taking you to my favorite plant. Right now, we're standing in front of our shelves in the store, which we have mounted pretty high up. And the reason is that we sell a lot of plants that trail. So one of my all-time favorite plants is the philodendron. What I love about it is it produces these beautiful green heart-shaped leaves, and it grows really quickly. It was always an inspiration for me for the business because, of course, we want to grow the business quickly. And it's also an incredibly resilient plant. You pretty much can't kill it. It will suffer tremendously and it still won't die. So I love that idea of always growing and really being able to sort of visually see that for yourself.
If you need some help figuring out what plants work with your lifestyle, you'll find suggestions on our website, marketplace.org.